talmage on infidelity. Here is infidelity. No prayer on her lips, no benediction on her brow, both hands clenched. What for? To fight Christianity. That is the entire business. The complete mission of infidelity is to fight Christianity. Where are her schools, her colleges, her asylums of mercy? Suppose you halt and count on one finger the name of any institution founded by infidelity, supported entirely by infidelity, pronounced against God and the Christian religion, yet toiling to make the world better. Not one. Not one! Is infidelity so poor, so starveling, so mean, so useless? Get out, you miserable pauper of the universe. Crawl into some rat hole of everlasting nothingness. Infidelity standing today amid the suffering, groaning, dying nations, and yet doing absolutely nothing, save trying to impede those who are toiling until they fall exhausted into their graves in trying to make the world better. Gather up all the work, all the merciful work that infidelity has ever done, add it all together, and there is not so much nobility in it as in the small speed of that sister of charity who last night went up the dark alley of the town, put a jar of jelly for an invalid appetite on a broken stand, and then knelt on the bare floor, praying the mercy of Christ upon the dying soul. Infidelity scrapes no lint for the wounded, bakes no bread for the hungry, shakes no pillow for the sick, rouses no comfort for the bereft, yields no grave for the dead. While Christ, our wounded Christ, our risen Christ, the Christ of this old-fashioned Bible, blessed be his glorious name forever, our Christ stands this morning pointing to the hospital or to the asylum, saying, I was sick and ye gave me a couch. I was lame and ye gave me a crutch. I was blind and ye physicianed my eyesight. I was orphaned and ye mothered my soul. I was lost on the mountains and ye brought me home. Inasmuch as ye did it to one of the least of these, ye did it to me.